Go. So the mechaber starts over here. Siman Tov Rish Reish Ayin on page 274. Sif Alf. Bekaf Hei Bekislev Matchilim Shmonis Yemei Chanukah. On the 25th of Kislev, we start the 8 days of Chanukah. We all know the famous Kasha, which is called the Kushas of the Beis Yosef, which is really the Kasha that's already found in the Rishon and the Meiri has this Kasha. Others have this Kasha also, why we celebrate 8 days of Chanukah, as the Mishnah Berurah explained the verse of Kodan Aleph, that the oil was supposed to last for 1 day, and we all know it lasts for 8 days, so there's really only 7 days of miracle. Okay, so there is over 100 answers to this question. I think there's a whole book that was put out with just the amount of different answers that are given to this question. The Beis Yosef brings down 3 or 4 answers himself. I'll just share with you quickly, Morin Rabbeinu Nevin Sol, what he always quotes, B'shem the Sabbath Mikelt. He always talks about over there. On Chanukah, he discusses over here that if we would only have 7 days of Chanukah, then it would be Ki'ilu that we're only celebrating the miracle and miracles, and miracles would be really different than Teva. However, really for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, miracles and nature is all the same thing. There's no difference for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It just normally we act with Teva, and miracles are a separate thing. He quotes B'Shem the Salam Mikel, and therefore we celebrate all 8 days to say that we celebrate also Teva. We don't only just celebrate miracles. We don't only just say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu presents miracles for us. We also celebrate the fact that Teva is also also comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's one of the answers that the Salam Mikel brings that Rav Nevinson always quotes. Also, we all know that some say that they split the oil into different flasks. Okay, so therefore every day was a miracle because there's only 1/8 of the amount of oil that you really need for that day. That answer is brought. Many, many other answers are brought to this question. The Mishnah Berurah and Sifkon Alpha, he said before, he quotes the Gemara over here, quoting the whole story of Chanukah. We all should know the story of Chanukah for now, so I'm not going to go through the whole thing. That's what's brought down over here in Sifkon Alpha. The Mishnah Mechaber then goes on and says the following. Va'asurim behesped v'tanis. It is usur to do eulogies and to fast on Chanukah. If someone is a chas v'shalom nifter, you don't have hespedim and you don't fast on these days. Aval mutarin ba'asiyas melacha. But really, make her the din to do melacha. It's not one of those days where Chazal asur to do melacha. You're allowed to do melacha. You're allowed to go to work. You're allowed to do melacha that we talk about in general. V'no'agos anashim shelo lasos melacha. However, the mechaber states over here, the minhag was that the women do not do melacha ba'od shaneros dolkos. While the candles are lit, women do not do melacha. V'yesh misha omer she'ein lahaka lahem. And some say that you should not be makel and don't think that this is a bad minhag. This is a good minhag, and therefore one should not be makel. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkatan Gimel says, why dafka nashim? Why do the nashim have a more significance over here in the miracle of Chanukah than the men? So it brings down over here, as the Ramah is going to bring down later on in Sivet, Besivet, it says, dafka nashim, lefisha nasa nasa yadeyim. Since the nes started through the woman by Yehudit who kills the Agmon, okay, from the story that we probably are familiar with, similar to the story of Yael and Sisera. Also, Yehudit gave him a little milk, cut off his head, and saved all the women that were supposed to be not good things were supposed to happen to them through the Hagmon, and Yehudit saved them, so therefore the miracle started over there. Therefore, there's an Indian that women are even more connected to the mitzvah over here than the men. However, the Mishnah Berurah then brings down, V'yesh mikamo shigam ha'nashi machmirim izeh. There are places that not only women are makbet do, not to do malacha, while the Nerus al Dokos. Also, men, also while the candles are lit, they don't do malacha. How? So now, what is this? So number one is that we say that not to do malacha while the candles are lit does not mean that nowadays where we see so many people put lots of oil in where the candles are going to light for many, many hours. We'll see if that's a good thing, not a good thing, what the halacha is regarding that. But let's say your candles are lit for a long time. Nevertheless, this whole din, this whole minhag of not doing malacha is only during the first chatzi shah, only the first half an hour. While the candles are lit, there's an inyan not to do malacha. And then he presents the shiloh. What malacha are we talking about? We're talking about the 39 malachas of Shabbos. What malacha are we talking about? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, quoted by Revider, he states over here that Rav Moshe held that it's only malachas that are asar and chol hamoed. Okay, you have to learn a little bit of malachas and chol hamoed, but things that are only things like tefira and the big things that take a long time and things major malachas, it's not talking about turning on a light or anything like that. Only malachas that are asar and chol hamoed, that's what's going to be asar to do during this time. However, Diane Fisher quoted by the Diane Fisher saying that all malachas are asr, and he claims that that's minhag Yerushalayim, is not to do any malacha while the candles are lit. Mamish, not to do malacha while the candles are lit, and that is what Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson also quoted to me, that all malachas are going to be asr during the first half an hour. Now, quoted B'Shem Rishlomo Zalman and his family, he also, even though he held Me'ikr to Din, similarly like where Moshe Feinstein, that wasn't that mamish all malachas, only malachas that are going to take a long time and things like that. Nevertheless, in his own house, he was makpid that no one would do any malacha, except for sometimes he would permit them to cook to fry the sufganiyot. The Chabot Chanukah, that he would allow sometimes in his house. So there are different minhagim of exactly what is going to be. Asr, the main thing is to be just now, you just don't light your Chanukah candles and then go off for the rest of your day. The idea is to take some time with the Chanukah candles and make it a time that's special for the family. V'chuli v'chuli. As Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl brings down over here in Dibur Masel Tzarich on page 275 in his first Ara, he says, Tov Shiyisha L'achar Adlakos Neiros Chanukah Mishum Chibu Mitzah. Regardless of the Isra Malacha, not Isra Malacha, it's a good idea, he says, is to stay around the candles for the first half an hour. We're going to see later, you're not allowed to get enough from the candles, but to stand around the Chanukah candles, talking about the Nisim and the Flos of Chanukah, and the Nisim and the Flos that the Kodesh Baruch Hu does for us, and that is the best type of chinuch for our children to sit around and really talk about it. Again, there's lots of great books out there that with the children to talk about Chanukah. That is it. He says, Achinu Chayiv, you're not Chayiv to do this. It's not a Chayiv to stay around the candles, but it is a good Eitzah to do to stay around the candles for a half an hour after they are lit. Okay, so there are different things over here, different things that one is supposed to do when the candles are lit. It's once again a good idea. It's a great chinuch chance where many times people are not around the rest of the year, necessarily with their children, so to come home early from work and to be there with Chanukah candles with the kids is an amazing opportunity. Now, we have to remember also, especially us yeshiva bachrim, we have to remember that the whole gezerah of Yavon was to uproot the Torah, was to destroy the Torah. And therefore, the Ikar Avoda, even though, yes, there will be a couple of days of vacation and there will be a lot of misibot, but the Ikar thing is to continue learning Torah. Okay, as Rav Nevenzahl always says, it's not a time to mekayim the gezerah of the Yavon, lashkicham Torah secha. Okay, we're not trying to forget the Torah, we're trying to mekayim the Torah. Okay, yes, a lot of things we do during Chanukah is also part of the kiyum of Torah, the misibot, and things like that, and that's all great. But for sure, for us, we should definitely take it on ourselves to try and be osik with Torah on a high level during the time of Neros Chanukah. We all know Ner, ki Ner mitzvah Torah, or Neros are very much connected to Torah, menorah in the Mishkan, and things like this. And therefore, it's not chas v'sholom to a time to say, it's 8 days of vacation from Torah, chas v'sholom. It's a time that we're supposed to mechazik ourselves in Limud Torah in order to uproot the Gezerah. The Gezerah was in order to mamish connected the Torah, to make us forget the Torah, as we say in Alan Nissan every time, and therefore we have to make sure that we spend some good time learning Torah during this time in order not to, and that's where the minhag is. The Rosh Hashiva started, many, I think it was my Shana Bet, it was later than that, was we made up to the Rosh Hashiva to have an all-night learning Leil Chanukah, Shilil Shabbos Chanukah, and that has been a minhag till today, and that's why it's an unbelievable minhag to stay up all night learning the night of Shabbos Chanukah in order once again to mekayim this din of making sure that the Gezerah of Yavon does not last till today. However, we'll soon see that that's, unfortunately, the Yavanim influence is still with us today. And that is part of the reason over here, if we look in Siv Bet. It says, Ribuy HaSudos. In order, what about Suda? We know, at Purim, one of the main mitzvahs is the Suda. We know, Al Chag, we always have Suda, Shabbos, we have Suda. We are Jews, we like to eat a lot, and we have a lot of Sudas, and it's always, L'kavod HaChag. What about Chanukah? He says, Ribuy HaSudas, Shemari Mem Heim Sudas Rishus. If you have extra Sudas on Chanukah, and you have a Suda covered Chanukah, that's a Sudas Rishus. It's not considered a Sudas Mitzvah, says the Mechaber. Shalok Kavon L'Mishta V'Simcha, it was not established as a day of Mishta V'Simcha, as opposed to Purim, which is a day of Mishta V'Simcha. Chanukah is not a day of Mishta V'Simcha. Why is this? Why is it? We'll soon see that the Ramah doesn't exactly say like this, but we'll see. Why is that Chanukah no, but Purim yes? So the Mishnah Berurah over here in Siv Katan Vav says the following. It's a day of Halal Vahoda, but not Mishnah V'Simcha. Says the Mishnah Berurah V'Nira, HaTandalo Kavukan L'Simcha Kamo B'Purim. Why is it that in Chanukah Chazal we're not Koveya that this is supposed to be Suda like we have in Purim? Why keep it Purim Hayah Gzeiro L'Hashmin L'Arog the Gufot? On Purim, the whole Gzeiro of Haman was to destroy our bodies, to kill us. He wanted us destroyed. Shubitul Mishnah V'Simcha, which is preventing us to do physical actions. Below it in the fashas, they didn't care about our nefashas, they didn't care about neshama, they wanted to kill us. They wanted to destroy us, similar to Hitler. Even if the Jews decided that they're going to convert, okay, they're going to convert at the time of Haman, they wouldn't accept them. They didn't want them. They wanted to kill them. Therefore, when the miracle of Purim comes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves them, imenu kavu lahalol u'shabchol yisparach gamkin al yidei mishta b'simcha. Part and parcel of the halol and the shiros and tishbachos of Purim is al yidei a physical action, al yidei mishta b'simcha. Masha ain't came b'masa dat yochz. Masha ain't came when it comes to the story of Hanukkah. Shelo gozer aleihem laharog lahashmid, where it was not gozer against them to destroy them. Rak tzaros u'shmados kidel amir datam. The whole point was to make the Jews like the Yevonim. They wanted the Jews to convert and become like Yevonim. That's what they wanted. They didn't care to destroy. They didn't want to kill us. Only after we started fighting against them, they had the milchama to try and kill us physically because they wanted to save their own lives. However, they would have been very, very happy if all the Jews just became Yevonim, and therefore it was a spiritual milchama, and therefore when we celebrate Hanukkah, we celebrate it spiritually. And not through a physical action of eating and drinking. Okay, so that's the reason Pashat over here that the Mishnah Berurah brings down why this is going to be. Rosh Shlomo Zalman is quoted as an extra reason over here, and as I believe says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Rav Neven Saul quotes, right, writes this also. In his Sichot he talks about this at length also. He says that we don't find, even though that we know there was a great miracle during Hanukkah, and we took back the Beis Hamikdash for over 200 years, and the Malchus came back to Klal Yisrael, and therefore we were very, very happy about that. However, the Yevani influence that influenced Klal Yisrael still lasted. It still lasted amongst the Jews. Okay, we know that there was a lot of mit Yavnim, the Jews who became like the Yevanim at the time of the story of Hanukkah, and that was really Be'etzem. Much of the milchama that was going on, it was an eternal civil milchama amongst the Jews themselves in order to become, stay as classic Jews, as in keeping the Torah like it was kept for all the generations, or to become like the Yevanim, okay? And those mit Yavnim, they didn't just go away after the story of Hanukkah. They didn't just necessarily do tshuva right away. They came afterwards at the time of the tzedukim and people like this who ended up going against the words of Chazal, and their children became less, more off the derech, and that influence of the Yevanim still lasted, and that's still till today. Still the same tzaros that we're still dealing with today amongst Klal Yisrael has a lot from the Yevani influence, as Rosh Shlomo Zalman. And therefore, it's not only because there was a different type of Hatzalah at the time of Hanukkah versus Purim, but we have an Indian to, it's like memayit in the simcha a little bit on Hanukkah, because it's not a pure wholesome simcha, even though, yes, we got the Beis HaMikdash back, and we got the tahar oil, and we were able to light the menorah, and we celebrate that miracle. However, we at the same time have to remember what the influence of the Yevanim still had on Klal Yisrael that still lasted until today. And therefore, that is why we are still fighting today. B'chol dor v'dor, we still have this milchama going on, and therefore we are memayit a little bit in the simcha. Nevertheless, the Ramah does write, V'yesh omri, Sheish ksas mitzvah beribuy sudos. Even though it's not a mamish sudos mitzvah, there's ksas mitzvah. It's a little bit of suda of mitzvah to have a nice ribuy sudos. Why? Nishim da otan ayame ayu Chanukah samizbeach. Because also, not only was this a special day in the time of Chanukah, but it's a special day in the time of the Midbar, the Jews in the Midbar. That was when the Chanukah samizbeach was. V'noagin lomar. The minig is lomar zmiros v'tishbachos besudos shemar bimem. In order to make us mamish into a sudas mitzvah, the minig is to sing shiros of HaTish Bachos, to sing songs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to talk about the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the suda. Shemarimim v'az havi sudas mitzvah. That will turn us into a sudas mitzvah. Just having a suda is not good enough. Just talking about shiros of HaTish Bachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not good enough. However, when you combine them together, then it becomes a sudas mitzvah. And then the Ramah just ends off over here. Yesh Ormi Sheish Lachol Gvina B'Chanukah. There's an Indian to eat Milchiks on Chanukah, the Gvina on Chanukah. Why? Lefisha Neis Nasa B'Cholov She'achilu Yehudit Et Oyev. Just like we said before, Yehudit, she fed the enemy the milk and made him drunk, and she chopped off his head, which ended up starting the miracle of Chanukah. So that is what's going on over here. That's in order to turn it into a Sudas Mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sifkat and Tes, wrote Salomer, Bitzeruf Zeh. This and this together, as I said before, it's the Suda that we're doing the Kavul Chanukah and the singing of Shiras Vitish Bachos. V'chein Pasak HaRashal V'Abach Ki HaYeshorim. That is how the Marshal and the Bach also pass like this Yeshorim in order to turn it into a Sudas Mitzvah. Okay, to turn it into a Sudas Mitzvah, that is the Mitzvah of the day, and therefore once you go out of his way, every Suda that he has on Chanukah, make sure that he sings songs that are Shiras Vitish Bachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and speak Divrei Torah about the miracles of Hashem. It could be talking about the miracles of the time of Chanukah. It could be miracles, more modern day miracles. It could be any types of miracles that are talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu that will bring us to a Sudas Mitzvah and take it out of a Sudas Rishus. Okay, we'll continue a little bit more in this Inyan tomorrow. Bezrat Hashem, Adkan for today.